Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles Beauvoisier, Managing Editor, and today my guest is Amir Oren, a writer and commentator on Israeli defense and politics. Thank you very much for joining me.
Hi, Charles.
And the topic today, an internal debate is raging within the Israeli parliament on how, or if, to go ahead with annexations as stipulated in the Trump administration's Middle East peace plan. Mr. Oren, could you please discuss a little bit about the divisions within the cabinet itself, in particular between the Netanyahu and Gantz blocks?
Annexation is an inane idea. There is no sense in it, especially for those who want to keep control over the West Bank of the Jordan River under Israeli hands, because the whole idea was that the situation is temporary, could go on forever, but shouldn't be depicted as being permanent, because once it does, there will be resistance all over the region and the world, in fact, which is what is happening. But Netanyahu, for his own personal and political reasons, decided to bring it forward distinct from the Trump plan. Netanyahu wants to say that he has only annexed certain areas east of the green line separating Israel proper from the West Bank, and this cannot be done because it may escalate the situation vis-a-vis the Palestinians, Jordan, the Gulf states, the European Union, and major actors within the U.S. body politic, the entire Democratic Party, many Republicans. There is resistance in Congress. Even the so-called Israeli lobby, AIPAC, has signaled that it does not oppose any criticism of annexation. So it's really Netanyahu against everybody else.
And how much opposition is Gantz himself putting up? And does it really matter at this stage, given the fact that today one of his blue and white lawmakers came out in favor of annexation and effectively gave the move a majority in the cabinet, with Netanyahu able to move forward at his will, given the fact that the coalition deal allows him to do so as of July 1st?
Well, unilaterally, of course, it doesn't really matter whether Netanyahu has a majority only in cabinet or even in the Knesset. He can ram it through. The problem is outside of Israel's government and its various layers. And yes, because Gantz has become the most disappointing political figure in Israel's history, no one has surpassed him in surprising and disappointing his followers to the extent that Gantz did. Yes, he could also support annexation and portray it as logical, but the only logic is that Gantz has committed himself to wait out Netanyahu's 17 months to go. He will interfere with no plan of Netanyahu's. He wants to give Netanyahu no pretext to abort the deal through which they created the joint government. He wants to become prime minister himself in November of 2021. And therefore, Netanyahu can choose whatever tactics at whatever time fits his purpose.
Speaking to the point that you just made, there have been reports in Israeli media that suggest that Netanyahu may be looking for a way out of the coalition agreement, possibly in August when a budget needs to be passed. Do you think that this is a distinct possibility, especially on the backdrop of polls showing that his Likud would win in a landslide and that he'd probably be able to form a relatively stable right-wing ultra-Orthodox government?
Well, let's separate the two issues. As for elections, the polls, of course, would only give you a snapshot of what's happening today. It doesn't mean that 3 months from now we are going to be in the same situation. So it would be quite dicey on the part of whoever calls for early elections based on what the polls show in June, because in October or November he may face another situation altogether. Just consider the coronavirus breaking out between the time you announce something and it's happening 3 months later. So Netanyahu has not been known as a gambler up to now. He has tried to maximize his winnings without risking too much. So it is possible, but he doesn't really need any pretext now. He can come up with something such as, for instance, calling for the resignation of the Attorney General, Avichai Mandelblit, who has charged him with various crimes and misdemeanors. So, of course, Gantz would be obliged to support Mandelblit. And Netanyahu could use that as the trigger for breaking the coalition. It is all going to be at Netanyahu's will. Gantz has no influence, no impact on the situation.
Mr. Amir Oren, thank you very much for joining us.